You mentioned about the Gzeiras HaMelech. Sometimes there's a Gzeira and it's almost nothing can get in its way, not even bitachon. So again, it's important to say, break it down. What are we dealing with? What are we talking about here? Are we talking about our level, which what we think is within our reach, or what's emes la'amitoi? Emes la'amitoi, according to most Bekoros, bitachon is absolutely unstoppable. Meaning, there's no such thing as Gezeiras HaMelech in the face of bitachon, which is a fascinating, crazy concept. Where do we see this? For example, if you look in the Makoros there, they're very nice Makoros. Just to work through them slowly over time, just to really learn them, because you'll see in each Makoros there's a lot of ha'aras and different things. So you'll gain a lot just from seeing all the different Makoros. But just to work through them slowly, because it's one thing to cursory read them, another thing to really see how much is in each one of those very powerful makoros. So the Leshem in that section, I think it's E there, where we say, how come bad things happen to tzaddikim if bitachon is absolutely unstoppable? According to all these makoros, as the Leshem is addressing, bitachon is unstoppable. So then, in theory, a tzaddik should never die. And as many makoros bring, if a tzaddik would want, he would never die. Full stop. So there are, meaning, bitachon is above Gzeiras HaMelech. Simply speaking. So the Leshem therefore answers, no, there's sometimes a Gezeiras HaMelech. Hashem wants a certain tzaddik to die. Hashem wants a certain tzaddik to be sick, not have money, whatever it might be. So what Hashem does, he takes away his koyach habechira, so that he can't have bitachon. Because if he would have bitachon, it's impossible for Hashem to circumvent that. Just what you see there is how powerful bitachon is. We know that the whole yesod of the whole foundation of being created is Bechira. Hashem sometimes has Gzeiras HaMelech, as you call it. So then he has to interfere with Bechira. Usually Hashem doesn't interfere with the Bechira. Here, he's got a certain Gzeira, he interferes with the Bechira. But he can't go as far as interfering with the Bitachon. The only thing he can do is interfere with the Bechira so that the Tzaddik can't be Boteach. Because if he would be Boteach, like normal circumstances when a person does have Bechira, it's unstoppable. That's just the Emes La'amitoi. Where we see a similar concept also, you find in Zohar and already in the Gemara actually, which says that Hashem makes a Gezeira and a Tzaddik is Mevatloi. Tzaddik is Mevatlet. So there's a Gezeiras HaMelech, and this is not Bitachon, this is just in the concept of a Tzaddik. A Tzaddik is able to go and change Hashem's Gezeira. Say, I don't agree with you, Hashem, sorry. No, don't agree. So who do we listen to? Hashem made the way the world works, you listen to the Tzaddik over Hashem. That's a Gemara. So those concepts, again, show that there are certain things, such as bitachon, or alternatively, the concept of the tzaddik being goyzer, over Hashem, that are even more powerful than Gezeiras HaMelech. Now, a person, like, if you really go deep into this concept, you say, what does that mean? Does that mean that Hashem doesn't have power, like, over the tzaddik? Does that mean that Hashem doesn't have power over bitachon? So, no, it's obviously, in its core, Hashem is the only one. There's nothing else in the world. There's no such thing as tzaddik. There's no such thing as bitachon even. There's no such thing as Torah. There's nothing. There's only Hashem in its core. However, Hashem created a world, just like he created this physical world with rules. He created a spiritual world with rules. And the way that it works, everything. The way that it comes to manifest. And one of the things that he made work, the rules. Meaning, this is now how the world runs. In theory, Hashem could do anything. Hashem could make this world not exist, and we would live in another being with different mitzvahs, with different Torah in 1 second, in theory. Hashem could do anything, but he doesn't do that. Hashem created an existence, and within this creation that he's made, a square, square, triangle, triangle, he made that bitachon overpowers Gzeiras HaMelech, which is a phenomenal just chizuk of how powerful bitachon is. So there, I just wanted to emphasize that. However, again, you said a lot of these different nakudas in different ways. And a lot of them, as I said there now, maybe partially will hopefully add something to what you said. But partially you said them in different ways, in different contexts. I'm just trying to bring it out also in the way that I understand. This is all in a theory and even chizuk, just for how powerful bitachon is and we should grow in it, etc. However, in practical application, for the most part, this vaday bitachon is not relevant to most people most of the time. as you know, and exactly if you saw that what the letter that I wrote to Rav Bradowitz, and he was masking in the same direction. This is bitachon. If you look in the Makoros, bitachon is vaday. But if you look in all these Makoros and many more, just try to give the main overview. But there's many, many more. Bitachon means you botach for something that you will vaday get, even above gzeras hamelech. That is, in theory, whatever gzeras hamelech might be, that is bitachon. The other level that we usually refer to as bitachon, Einod Milvado, everything's for the best, or what people usually refer to as the Chazanish bitachon, etc. Many don't even call that bitachon. Many call it a Muna Lamaise, which, whatever one terms it, but whether you call it a lower level of bitachon, even though it's a super high level, I'm saying, but the lower level, not the Vaday bitachon, or alternative, if you call it a Muna Lamaise, that is usually what is relevant to most people in our generation, be it the modern person, or be it even the B'nai Torah, most of the time. So that's usually what I focus on. And to be honest, this discussion, like Baruch Hashem, what I was zocheh to do with the book or even the daily recordings, it's all in that direction. It's the Emunah L'maaseh. It's bringing in the Einod Milvado. Hashem can do anything at the, you know, at the, and just bring Hashem into your life, basically, in different words. Bring Hashem more and more into your life. But this is learning the sugya of bitachon, and we can hope and daven to climb this ladder because it is something that is shayach to some degree sometimes in a person's life. But again, I mentioned to you, and you should be honored, that this is not something that I sent around, and but by any means, I've sent it to very few people, you know, like one of them being Rav Bradowitz, and just because obviously I appreciate his auras about these things, and I really see you as someone who's a very high level of bitachon in our generation, and I'm not saying that to flatter you, I'm saying that to give you chizuk to realize where you are, and that's why I shared this with you. This is not something to be sent around with the rabbi, but I don't know if maybe one day I'll be zoche to have a platform to have real, real oiv de Hashem, you know, to be able to share like this with. Because this level of bitachon is a very high level, you know. Even though it's what's called bitachon and standard bitachon, in the mefarshim, in most opinions, however. It is a very high level. And as I said, and I said to Rav Bradowitz, please excuse the long introduction if you read what I wrote. And he said to me, please do not apologize whatsoever about that long introduction because that's the most vital thing that's being said here. Because although, the, you know, this is like such a yesoid and important discussion, however, one of the main problems and reasons perhaps that it's not taught by Rabbim is because people are batach for something and then they don't get it and then that damages their emuna because they batach for something and you told me I'm going to get it. I didn't get it. No, you know, but they weren't on that madrega yet. Again, we say, I feel a Rasha batach, it's fine. Even a Rasha who's batach, he'll get it. It's just that maybe his bitachon wasn't strong enough, you know, taking everything into account. So this is not something that's usually, but at the same time, to teach it, to people to know that such a thing exists, if someone is a Ben Torah, does have their head on straight, is aiming for the right direction, is not just trying to use bitachon as a little, you know, magic wand to just become rich. But if they have their head on straight, they're thinking about Olam Haba. Person's learning Torah. It's trying their best. I think a real Ben Aliyah, Ben Torah. Something like this definitely can be applicable at different times in different ways to different people, everyone in their own mandrake.